So the question is that there are people who have become aware somehow of the supermind, let's put it like that, and have willy-nilly got into that path of supramental transformation. Let me put it like simple. But there are many who don't know. So there will be a gap, and a huge gap. How will that gap be bridged? So this is a problem which Sri Aurobindo and the mother both, they tackled all the problems and sorted it out for us. So for a long time, and that's the phase which is going on, humanity will be given a choice. It's going to be given a choice that you want to come, and several choices sometimes. And there are those souls which have been picked up, others who are going to get picked up. So this process will go on for some time. After that, there will be a pulling of the strings. It's like a ship which is waiting, going back and forth. But there will be a point of time when that will come, maybe 100 years down the line, when there will be a decisive choice. Last boarding call. So those, now what will happen is, there are many who are totally resisting. So what will happen about them? They don't want the supermind. But they are good guys. I am talking first of that. They are not bad people. They are following some path, something they have. So that layer under the supramental influence will be lifted up into a higher humanity. They are not ready for the supermind. They are not ready for the kind of sacrifice or, you know, surrender that is required. But they are well-meaning. If you see, in Auroville, the only condition required is that goodwill and wish for, urge for human unity. This is the main thing required. So their standards are lowered because they have to become the missing link between the supramental and the other creatures. And we'll come to that a little more. Then there are humanity which not only does not want and resist, but is evil. It doesn't want. And now there are people who don't resist it that way, but they say, it's not what I'm interested in. I just want a good human life, but nice. They mean it nicely. So they are taken up into a higher humanity. And there are others who are tooth and nail resisting. They represent evil. Deep state or whatever state. Now this humanity, which is conscious evil, that will collapse and disappear. Mother speaks of that. She says this is a perverted attempt. Then there are some who are neither with that aspiration of a better humanity, nor they are conscious evil. They are just enjoying life. Let's take a selfie. Let's go and grab the ice cream. Like if you look at them like little animals who are happy, they will be integrated into the animal kingdom. So this is the fate of the human. But again, between the higher human and the supramental being, there will be several intermediary links, subspecies. Mother speaks about it. There will be many, say for instance, some who have the knowledge, who are open to the supramental knowledge in some way or the other. But their heart is not yet fully purified. Sri Aurobindo speaks of that, homo intellectualis. Then there are others whose heart is ready, but the mind is not ready, homo psychicus. Then in whom these are ready, but life force is not ready, but they are in the process. So there will be separate categories who are ready at different levels, and they will become intermediary steps. Among these intermediary steps, one major point will be Superman. So Superman, where fundamentally the consciousness has changed. Now the mind of light is manifesting, but the human body and whatever problem come with the body, primarily two problems, food and sexuality, it will still be there. But largely it will undergo a change in the Superman. It won't take that gross animal form or anything. And food also will undergo a change. And the bodily, with body comes certain issues. So Superman will be like one of the main link species, where consciousness has changed but the physical body has not undergone a change. And from the Superman will find the way to the supramental transmutation. So once the Superman consciousness is established in people, already it is being established, the people who are living in that consciousness. And from there it will find the way to the transmutation of the physical, the change in all these physical connected issues and problems. So then it will be the supramental. So you can say that there will be two main leaps, but there will be several intermediate species. And we can see that actually, more and more of some of these intermediate, where one part is developing, but the other is not, or another one. So this process has started. It's going at a very fast speed, in my assessment. Very fast speed. And many things are being, in a result, it's disorienting, because they, many things in the world are undergoing a great turmoil because of this pressure. So people are unable to understand. It's like when you are in a bullet train, the landscape changes outside very fast. So it's because of the supramental pressure. This is the layers which will come up. But humanity as it is today, that will go away, obviously. It has to be a higher, more harmonious humanity, or it will collapse, rest. Means, nature finds its own means. Okay. Jai Ma.